In the heart of Poland, during one of the darkest hours of the 20th century, God raised up a humble nurse to carry a message that would awaken the conscience of nations and call humanity to conversion. Her name was Rosalia Czelakowna, a woman of silence, prayer, and hidden sacrifice. Amid the growing shadow of war, her soul was pierced by a divine warning. Heaven revealed that if Christ was not enthroned as king, the nations would face destruction. One night, Rosalia saw the earth split apart. A thunderous crash echoed through the creation as the world was engulfed in flames. Rivers of fire poured from the depths, devouring the land that had turned away from the kingship of Christ. She saw the nations of Europe consumed, Germany and much of the West swept away in the blaze of rebellion. Terrified, she called out to the heavenly messenger who stood beside her, asking if this was the end of the world. The angel assured her it was not the end, but a terrible war that would complete the destruction already begun. And yet, in the midst of ruin, one light remained. Poland stood firm, a sign of mercy, a flicker of faith, not yet extinguished. From that vision came a promise filled with hope. Nations that recognized Christ's reign and enthroned his Sacred Heart as King would be preserved and strengthened. They would become a light to others, until under one shepherd. Rosalia came to understand that this was not a call for private devotion, but a mission for nations, a divine invitation to restore Christ to his rightful place, not only in the hearts and homes, but in societies, in governments, and in the moral foundation of civilization itself. It was heaven's final plea, a cry of mercy before justice, reminding the world that only where Christ reigns can true peace endure. Where he is rejected, the heart of humanity becomes its own battlefield. Today, Rosalia's revelation resounds more urgently than ever. Wars still rage, faith weakens, and humanity continues to build its towers upon sand. The fire she foresaw still threatens to consume the world, not only through violence and war, but through indifference, pride, and the rejection of God's truth. And yet, the promise remains. If we allow Christ to reign in our hearts, in our homes, and in our nations, he will bring healing, he will restore peace, and he will reign forever.